We are recording. Okay, we are looking now, still looking at the Psukta Zimra. We're at the second of the Hallelujahs, which is Hallelujah Ki Tov Zamra Elokeinu Ki Na'im Navati La. We started looking at that. And the point that, as opposed to the first one, which is Hali Nafshi, that was in the first person, this is in the, that's rather, it's in the, that was in the singular, this is in the plural. Elokeinu, Na'im Navati La, everyone, all of us are going to do this together. We're going to praise God here. We start with the idea of a Navati La, which Faria here translates as glorious praise, but Nava also means a shelter. It's one of the terms for the Beit HaMikdash, which I think is what he means here, because he goes straight into Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. God builds Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, is the Beit Tefillah, is a place where we go to pray to God. That just this parak really is less of the universal, thank God for being wonderful, you're great, becomes much more personal about related to the Jews. And then we started looking at what the actual shevach, what the actual praise is. What are we telling, saying about Hashem? Hashem is Rofe L'Shivurei Lev, who heals broken hearts, Mechabes L'Asvotam, binds up their wounds, Munem Mispar L'Kochavim, counts the stars, numbers the stars in Lois Lowry's novel. L'chulam Shemot Yikra, gives them all names. Dodol Aneir Rav Koach, our master is great and powerful. Utsvirato Ein Mispar, and God's wisdom is beyond any counting, any reckoning. Okay, God, Hashem is the Monem Mispar L'Kochavim, counts the stars, but we can't count God. God's wisdom is more infinite. Moded Anavim Hashem, that says, Oded in modern Hebrew means to encourage, encourages the, really the humble, the lowly, Mashpil Rishaim, and brings the evildoer, the wicked, down to earth. That's, we have to look at that paragraph now. Talked about the, let's go back over here, that the Rofei L'Shivurei Lev, healing a broken heart, has a specific meaning. Because elsewhere in Tehillim, David talks about how Hashem wants broken hearts. Zochei Elokim Ruach Nishbara, Nishbar Minchei Elokim Lo Nivtivzeh. The offering that God wants is a humbled spirit. That we're supposed to be humble, but not be broken. We still need to realize that we still have importance here. And that, as he says, this is Art Scroll quoting Simcha Bonim Peshishcha, that a truly humble person does not belittle his own value. He rather recognizes his talent and worth, but credits God for the gifts he enjoys. So that we have to have that balance. Susie showed us our little poster of you have to have both sayings right in front of you. The world was created for my sake, and I am nothing but dust and ashes at the same time. I'm special, but not so special that I can reward of somebody else. So that's what the Rofei L'Shivurei Lev is. Gives encouragement to those who feel that they are worthless. That's parallel to the last line of this particular, well, this section of Mo'odid Anavim Hashem, encourages those who are low, those who are low down. We talked before, when in the previous parak, David talks about Odi, that which is my ode, that which is, makes me special, that which is more, literally, about me. And that, that what the encouragement is to say that you are ode. You have something to give to the world that nobody else can. Realize that. When we talk about Hashem as supporting the world, as gives parnasa to the world, not just physical needs, it's also those kind of psychological needs to tell us now, and tell us we're all special. And so, going back over here, the next line of Monem Mispar L'Kochavim, God counts the stars, isn't about astronomy. That's a metaphor. That's what we'll look at next. Counting the stars, you know that, you know, but in Israel will be as numerous as the stars. It's talking about the individuals. And this is the way the Radak looks at this parak here. L'chulam shemot yikra. God numbers the stars and gives them all names. Two sides of it. L'perishel. What this means is ke'el yitbarach bara'am kulam b'mispar yadua. God created all the stars with a fixed number. Yadua is slow, that God knows exactly each one. L'chol echad mehem kara shem. God give every single one of them a name. Hana olo, every name that's appropriate to that particular star. If you had davar sheba avurah nivrak, so that's what they were created for. Sibat ato davar or sibat atzmo, for the sake of whatever reason they were created. That's the way to look at all these stars. But really, that's about us, as Rashi points out at the beginning of Parsha Shemot. But Eilah Shemot ben Israel. And Rashi says, wait, you know, we list the beginning of Shemot, we list all the names of the Bnei Israel who came down to Egypt, but they'd already been listed to Parashio beforehand when they actually came down. Even though they were listed when they were alive, when they actually came down with all their names, God lists them all their names after they've all passed away, as Bnei Israel living in Egypt. So that we should know how beloved they are. They are compared to the stars. That God brings them in and out with in their names, in their number and their names, both sides of that. As it says in Yeshaya, he's not quoting our pasuk, he's quoting Yeshaya 1, and we'll see why. So it says, Hamosev Mispar Tzva'am brings out their host by name, L'kulam B'Shem Yikra, calls them all by name. Very similar to our pasuk, but Yeshaya makes the metaphor explicit. This is Yeshaya in Perek Mem, where it's one of his prakim about how Bnei Israel don't give up hope, Geula will come. El mit dem uni, v'ashvei yomar kadosh. And who can I compare you to? Talking to Bnei Israel. What metaphor can I make? Says God. Shumaram v'neichem, look, lift your eyes up, re'u, and see mi bara ela, who created all these stars. That's who you're, right? Again, here, the metaphor is explicit. I am comparing you to the stars. Motzi b'mispar tzva'am brings them all out by number. L'chulam shem yikra, that they're all called by name. Merov onim v'amitz koach, from God's great power, ishlo nadar, none of them are missing. Lomar tomar Yaakov, taber Yisrael. Why, Yaakov, are you saying this? That Mr. Radaki me'ashem, that God can't see my path. God's not judging me. Lo yadata emushamata, aren't you aware? El Kei Olam Hashem, that God borekit tota aretz, created the ends of the earth. Lo yas lo yiga, will not tire, will not become exhausted. There's a power to pay to be aware of all of us. En chekel tuato, there's no way that we can understand Hashem's understanding. Same thing we said in our parak of. So those who have faith in God will have increased strength. They will lift their wings like eagles. They'll run without being tired. They will go and not become exhausted. Faith that Hashem pays attention to a little us, that's going to give us strength. And Yekei Yitzchak adds on that. And the idea of why we the census in Parsha Ben Midbar. They counted everyone and gave them names, both sides of that. The number is a part of the whole. The name is, you have an individual importance. Mar, v'yitem li sigula mikol amim. V'yitem tiyu li mamlecha kohanim v'goy kadosh. That's our goal, is to be the mamlecha kohanim, a kingdom of priests. Everyone's supposed to be a Kohen. Lara, you're already doing that. The rest of us need to follow in your footsteps. To say that every single one, everyone is important as an individual by themselves. The melech of Kohen is that everyone's a king, everyone's a Kohen. And Shanamar, as it says, that Tzion, which we said was a metaphor for Bnei Israel, when we are the example to the world, that everyone is born to it. And everyone will establish it on high, to establish the kingdom of God. We have that potential. Yomar, meaning Shehotziyoto Otam Al Mispar Ishi, that Hashem brings everyone out, counts everyone individually. Yerek Mirov Onov Otem Kachok, present from God's great strength, for Am Betunav Shleimut, who created everyone with wisdom. Sheish Mehem Lo Nadar La Alam, that no one will be missing. No one doesn't count. Vemet Chiba Yetera Nadat Lahem V'Zehayatam, that Hashem loves all of us. And this is the reason, Lamash Yizkar Katu V'Kol Echad B'Shmo. That's why everyone's mentioned by name. About the census in Bamidbar. Shavek Mishpat HaRishon Kikolom Shavim B'Mala, that all have similar worth. You can't say one person's worth more than other. Kol Echad Nifredet M'Mala Chavira. Everyone's worth is different from their fellows. Just like the stars, just like all the stars are different, but they're all pretty much the same. They look the same. Everyone should be counted by itself. That's what this section is all about. That's the brokenheartedness part that we're trying to, that Hashem is going to fix.
Yeah.
Just wanted to point out about comparing the number, not counting the stars or naming all the stars, that God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars.
Yes, that's the source of this metaphor. So we can't count them. Hashem can. That's the idea, that God knows what the total sum of everything, but also in this side of the, not so much that stars are infinite, uncountable, but that Hashem gives each one a name. That's a key part of this puzzle. Moneh, Mispar Kachavim, counts the stars, Kulam Shemot Yekah, gives each its name. And that's for us. We all have our name. We all fit. So then the prayer continues with saying that, again, this is addressed to us, to the Bnei Yisrael who are there in the Beit Midrash serving Hashem, that we have the obligation to praise Hashem. We have that relationship. And now it's going to go back to the sort of the physical support of the world. And Nu Hashem B'Todah, Zemrul Elokeinu B'Kinor, call out to God with thanks, sing to the Lord with the Kinor, with your lutes. Machaseh Shemayim Bavim, this is Hashem who covers the clouds covers the skies with clouds, Hamichin La'aretz Matar, who brings rain down to the earth, Hamasmiach Harim Chatir, so that the mountains are all green with produce. The Tein Levei Malachma, give the animals their food, the Oreva Sheikros, give the ravens that call out. Those are the non-human beings. They don't deserve it. Hashem just gives it to them. We have to ask. Then he goes into the idea that we are in Pasuk Yod Aleph, Hashem is Rotzeh Hashem Etreyav. God finds favor those who fear Him. Me'achalim Chasdo, those who seek His mercy. Hashem wants us to ask. The animals Hashem gives, we are supposed to ask. That's the message of in Ashrei. We talked about Ashrei being the introduction to Sugi Zimra. And Pasuk in Ashrei is Karov Hashem L'chol Karav. God is close to those who call out to Him. To all those who call to Him. So that's this next section of the parak is about, well, animals get food. What do human beings do? Lo gvurut hasus yachpats, God doesn't want, is not impressed by the power of the horse, lo v'shokei ha'ir tshirteh, or by the size of man. Run fast, that's wonderful. But, rotzeh Hashem yishriyav, God has favor, those who fear Him, et hameichalim l'chasto, those who pray for His mercy and wants us to die. And pray Yerushalayim et Hashem, so therefore Yerushalayim praise God, Hali Elokai Tzion, and say Hallel to your Lord, O Tzion. And Yerushalayim and Tzion is a synecdoche. Everyone knows what a synecdoche is? A poetic substitution based on, not on similarity like a metaphor, but on a connection in place or time. I was talking about the White House says. So Yerushalayim is a bunch of buildings that's not praising. Yerushalayim is the people. Yerushalayim Tzion is Israel. And that becomes the idea that when you praise Hashem, so Yerushalayim Hashem, then Hashem becomes Elokayach, your God, belongs to you. And this was an interesting point that Rav Soloveitchik made about the first commandment. He said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Lord, your God. They took you out of Egypt. That we have a relationship with Hashem. That's why Hashem is Elokayach, ours. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik put it, the singular relationship which binds God with man within one fellowship is result not of creation, but Yetziat Mitzrayim. They Israel have a specific relationship with Hashem. Interesting that this pasuk of the Decalogue represents the first time that God took his name and changed it into a possessive noun. The sense of your God. This is the first time we see Elokai. I am your God. I am thy God. You own me. Hashem is, as it were, saying that Hashem belongs to us. I am your property. I own you as creator. You own me as a member of the covenantal community. Relationship there. It's not the abstract God of creation. And so Hashem says, if you pray, then yes, there'll be peace and prosperity in Yerushalayim. That's what it says next. Because Hashem is strengthened the bars of your gates. Bless your children within it. And that becomes a virtuous cycle. We pray to Hashem. Hashem blesses us. We are now able to praise Hashem even more. Hashem Gulech Shalom gives peace within your borders. Chelov Chitin Asbiech will satisfy you with the cream of the wheat, which in English doesn't sound nearly as impressive because it sounds like a breakfast cereal. But Chelov Chitin is the best parts of the wheat. So now the perek ends, and it ends with an interesting metaphor, which for those of you on the East Coast will feel. And how much snow do you get, Susie?
We didn't get a lot. We just got a dusting. It passed us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. North got a lot. Boston got a lot.
Somebody said we're talking about Sharon getting 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, 2 feet in Boston. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So this is the end of the parak. After we talked about Hashem supports us psychologically, physically, and then Hashalech Imrato Aret. God sends his word down to the earth. Ad mehera yistro devaro. His word comes so quickly. Now, tein shela katsamer. God sends snow like wool. Kafor kath epre yepazer. Frost scattered like ashes. Mashlich karcho kafitim. Sends ice like crumbs. Yifnei karto miyamo. Before his cold. Who can stand? So. Means something in Boston here. Right now it's 30, but no snow. Yishlach Mirav Yam Sem. Shem sends forth its word, and then it all melts. Yibrucha Yisamayim, when the wind comes in, the water flows. In case you weren't clear whether that was a metaphor or not, it immediately switches to Magid Rav Yaakov. God tells his word to Yaakov, Chukomish Vatav Yisrael, his laws, his statutes to Israel, Lo Sachem Kol Goy, has not done this to any other nation, Mishpatim Ba'al Yada'um, and so they have laws that they don't know anything about. Hallelujah, praise God. But I assume David wrote this on one of those mornings like happened in Yerushalayim when they get a couple of millimeters of snow and then traffic is snarled for hours. So he's writing this while he's stuck on his donkey in traffic. The donkey's getting hungrier and everyone's honking at him. But it's an unusual metaphor. We don't see much talking about snow and ice anywhere in Tehillim, anywhere in Tanakh at all. Not something that's driven the daily life in Eretz Yisrael. So Malbim said this is a metaphor about Hashem's providence, reward and punishment. This is the Malbim. The Tein Shela Katsamer, who God spreads snow like wool. Mamshil HaAmira, the mashal here, the metaphor here, Sheshalach L'ra B'tziyur HaShelag, that this is a punishment to the wicked. Punishment is like the snow, with the B'tziyur HaShelag, Bakfor, Bakerach, with the image of snow and frost and ice, Shemakfiyat HaMayim, that freezes the water. Water is a good thing. When it's frozen, that's bad. So Hashem sends it on, and then Yishlach L'ra B'yam Sem, and then Hashem will henceforth his word and all melts. So Lamar meaning, Shiashiva Kazera Vietleta, that will take back whatever decree it was that was negative, and now the ice melts, and now we have fresh water. Hashefa Terek Movachila, and Hashem's providence will come to us as in the beginning. Yeshiv Ruach Vamayim Yizu Bashefa Rav, that the wind will come, the water will flow. Great. In abundance, Loyahem, Kufim, they're no longer frozen. So Lama Yibatel Torah, meaning whatever bad happens, that will end. Continues Magid Zer Ayadesh Yagid Rav Yaakov. And why does that happen? Is because of that last line of Magid Rav Yaakov. God sends his word to Yaakov. Jesus the Torah. Yidim Ale Nevi'im Et Gezerah, and Hashem tells the Nevi'im what happened, what this gezerah, what this decree was, that the ice water froze. Hashem says, here's what you're doing wrong, you need to get better. Im shavim b'tshuva, so Bnei Yisrael, once they get this devariah Hashem, they will do the tshuva, mevatlim et hara'ah, and all the evil will end. Yisrael shehem gedolim shebu'umah, and then Bnei Yisrael, meaning the leaders, magid chukov v'shvatav, they will tell everyone else about the chukim and mishvatim, the laws and statutes, him chukim, b'chukot ha-Torah, so everyone will obey the law, b'nechem ar'am, do tshuva, and things will be better. That's why the Malbim reads this ice, and that the ice is the evil decree, and Hashem melts it once Hashem tells us, once we start obeying the laws. Rav Schwab, in his book for Art Scroll called Schwab, Schwab and Prayer, has a different approach to this metaphor. Because, again, it's an unusual metaphor for Tanakh, about ice and cold. It happens one other place, and we'll look at that. Because it says that, well, the whole thing about the snow coming down and the waters melting, that's all about water, and water is a metaphor for Torah. It's all about revelation. You know that water is a metaphor for Torah, where Moshe puts it at his last speech in Hazinu, Yarovka Tamar Lishchi, may my words come down, may drip down like water. Tizaka Tal Imrati, may flow like dew. Kisirim Ale Desha, like rain on the grass. Rivim Ale Esev, like the word for rain, like the late rains on the grass. Kisim Hashem Akra, have a good little Kena. When I call out God's name, you praise God as well. That is the matar, that's rain. That's the word of God. We get revelation. Turning that into ice, Perach there, symbolizes the effect that Hashem's word is inaccessible. We no longer have access to that Mayan. There's a wall of ice that we can't see through that separates us from Hashem. And that metaphor is in Yechezkel. This is Yechezkel Perek Aleph, last Torah for Shavuos, when everyone stayed up all night so they're sound asleep, so no one ever pays attention to this one. But this is his vision of the Merkava. What his vision of the Merkava is a vision of Hashem leaving the Beit HaMikdash. This is a nevuah about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Looking and you're seeing, he's got the God's chariot, the throne is in the Beit HaMikdash, and then it develops wheels, and the Kruvim carry it out and walk away, leaving the Beit HaMikdash empty. And when he looks at this, and he's seeing this vision, and this is Yechezkel, Udmut Arosh HaChaya, and above the creatures that are carrying the throne away, Rakia, Sky, Ke'ena, Kerach Anara, this awful ice, Toyar Hashem Lamala, above their heads. Mala Rakia Sherosham, and above that, the firmament, that layer of ice that's above them, Kamara Evan Sapir Dmukise, a throne made out of sapphire, which we had in this last week's parsha about Moshe goes up to Sinai and has this vision of Hashem sitting on a throne of sapphire. Adam, and then a vision of a person above that. We're not supposed to read that because you're not supposed to have visions of what God looks like. But this is brain doing it. But he's looking at it through the layer of ice. There's a layer of ice, and on top of the layer of ice is the Kise Kavod is Hashem's throne. And then it continues, Kamara Kesha Sher, Yeb Anan, Buyoma Geshen, and then he has this vision of a a rainbow appears after the rain. That the glory of God is in this rainbow above the ice. And I fell on my face and I hear the voice saying, and that's when he hears the Broshin Kavod Malchuto. No, it's not Broshin. It's Baruch Hashem Mimkomo, right? God's glory is in its place. It's no longer the Beit HaMikdash, but he has that idea here that there's this Kerach Nora, this awful ice that separates us. That's what Rav Schwab says, is what the metaphor here, that Hashem sends, basically relates to us as the ice, but then Hashem breaks that ice into bitim, into crumbs. Afer, like ash, it's a little bit. Little gentle snowflakes. We can handle that. Plus, the snake harto mi amod, because it's for Hashem straight, the cold, the ice itself, we couldn't handle it, so Hashem's going to break that up into a little bit. This is the way Rav Schwab puts it. Ultimate righteousness and justice and righteousness, which is the Hukavu Mishpatav, in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it relates to our concepts of justice can be compared to the Kerach HaNara, to the awful eyes. Hashem sends down to us in small bits and pieces. We get little bits of it at a time, that's the snow and hail and frost, and then that melts and we can utilize it. By the time these sublime concepts come to us in broken down form, they become so easy to understand we can teach them even to young children. Halavai, we can understand some things. We don't understand everything, but snow there represents these broken up bits of the revelation that we can melt into little bits of water, which is the Torah here. That's what it says, Hashalech imato aretz, God sends his word down to the right, that's a revelation. Amara comes swiftly, and Natain Shelka Tzamer, and brings it down. It is the snow, but is fluffy and light like ice. And then you start to rub the same, and then it melts, and we can understand this. That's what the Trump says the metaphor is. And that is Magid de Rav Yaakov. As Hashem sending his words to Yaakov. We get to listen. Kol Mishpatav Yisrael, and God's Chukim and Mishpatim, which are the two sides of the Halacha. Chok is the ones that we just do, the commandments that we don't understand, and Mishpatim are the ones that we can understand, that make sense, that fit into our own personal morality. We get that, but we get both of those are coming from Hashem. The other nations, though, well, say Chenel Chogo, I didn't do that for other nations, and had a Nechumash here last week. Very sharp kid was there. With his father, he asked, "Wait, did the whole world hear Yesera Dibra? This is the voice of God filling the world. Did everyone hear that?" I think the answer is that everyone could have heard it, but nobody else listened. There, but everyone could do this. But the other nations are left with Mishpatim. They have Mishpatim in that sense of logical rules and laws, and they have ethics by their own, but they don't know the laws of Hashem. We have that special relationship. And so that they have the laws, but they don't have the revelation. So that they don't have this connection between fulfilling Ratzon Hashem and the Parnasa, the idea of providence. It's not clear cut. Hashem tells us, you, B'nai Israel, you do the mitzvot, then you'll be rewarded. If you don't, you'll be punished. The rest of the nations, it's a little bit fuzzier. Things happen. And we have that idea with Eretz Yisrael specifically, which Eretz Yisrael depends on the rain. And that's what Moshe says in Parsha Ekev, Ki Eretz Asher Atav Hashem L'Rishta, this land that you're coming to inherit, Lo Ke'eretz Mitzrayim Hi. It's not like Egypt. Asher Yitzatem Misham, that you've come out of. Asher Tizra Tzeracha, then you plant, Bishkita Baraglacha, and you can water it, Baraglacha, with simple actions, Kigani Yerach, like a garden, the Nile flows, overflows, everything gets fertilized. The land you're going to is a land of hills and valleys. You depend on rain. And that's the big difference. Eretz Asher Hashem Olkecha Dereish Ata. This is the land that Hashem is looking at. Tamid Enei Hashem Olkecha Ba. The eyes of God, your God, are there. Mershit Hashana, Arachish Hashana, from the beginning of the year to the end. You're dependent on Hashem at all times, and you know that. That when Hashem provides for you, you need to realize that it's coming from Hashem. It's not automatic. You feel that sort of need for prayer much more. So that in this parak, it is to B'nai Yisrael as a whole that we are obligated to say, Hallelujah, praise God. You know, Hashem provides the entire world. We have that particular relationship, and now this is our obligation to be part of, to be saying that hallelujah. And I would stop here. I still have to write the next notes on the next parak, which looks at the entire universe, and then hallelujah Hashem min hashamayim, praise God from the skies, and then continues on the second half with. Praise God in the heavens, and then Halot Hashem in the earth, and then praise in the earth. It's got two halves here, but still ends up in kind of the same place of Halot Hashem Hashem Nisgav Shmuel Vado, praise God, Hodo Er Shemayim, the heavens, the earth, all praise him, but by Yerim Kerlamo, it comes back to B'nai Yisrael, exalts us. That's the praise to Hashem is now praising us, Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael on Provo. We'll have to look at that parak in detail. We'll stop recording.
Danny,